Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Speaking of the NBA, Rob, everybody knows I picked the Lakers to win it, and you picked the Clippers. And I'm not mad at you.
The Clippers is a good pick.
Last year, too, or no?
No. Who did I pick last year? It wasn't the Lakers.
Okay.
It had to be the Warriors. Everybody probably picked the Warriors. But anyway, I'm not mad at you for that pick, but I am mad at you for denying. See, it's a team game. It's not about a duo. It's not about just one superstar. It is a team. And the Clippers, some would argue, have the better team. But I'm telling you, the Lakers have the better duo. LeBron James and Anthony Davis. And they do have a good team around them. And I can't believe that you're going to sit here and tell me LeBron James and Anthony Davis are not the best duo in the league.
They're not, because to me it's the duo that's going to work with the team that was already in a position where they were a year ago. They have the perfect duo for the Clippers and what they're doing. That's why I like them as a duo better, because they fit with what has already gone on there. That's a team a year ago. And I know you get tired of me saying it.
I do, because you act like they did something.
48 games.
You act like they did something.
Without their best player. And also beat Kevin Durant.
They won two games in the first round of the playoffs.
They beat
what happened to Mr. Short Menu?
They beat a healthy.
What happened to Mr. Andy Reid's garbage? Marv Levy's garbage, because they never won the big one. Now you want to give props to the nondescript Clippers?
Yes, because
they,
of what they
made
did
in the series in the first round.
Yep, because what they did when you add the two stars that they just added, put them over the top. And Chris Broussard, I want you to mark this down, Alex. Chris Broussard will be rendered numb when it comes to NBA picking of the NBA Finals. He will be so off Laker. No, hear me out. He'll be so off on his Laker pick, he'll come up with all kinds of excuses. I'm giving them to you right now. I didn't know Anthony Davis was going to get hurt.
Hold on. If
I didn't know
gets...
LeBron James couldn't play defense. He's 17th season in the NBA. What do you want? I didn't know Kyle Kuzma had never played in the big game before. I didn't know he was going to be missing shots all the time. I didn't know Frank Vogel wasn't that good of a coach. I didn't know Jason Kidd wanted to be the head coach in this turmoil. I didn't know that they couldn't make a big trade at the trade deadline because Rob Pelinka and Jeannie Buss don't know what they're doing. That's what's going to be the death of the Lakers.
Rack 'em.
Mark my word. And the reason I picked the Clippers over the Lakers, along with why I love the team defensively and all the other stuff, and a coach who's won a championship, is if they need to readjust and fix it or go get somebody at trade deadline, I respect the hell out of the Clippers front office way more than the Lakers, and I know that they can add what they need, and that's a big part of it. I love the Clippers. Let it go, people. I know you can't get over. They've been a laughingstock their whole existence. Nobody wants to buy into the Clippers. I get it. Don't judge them from the past. Look at what they've done. They've put it together. And when this is all over, you're going to say, Rob Parker was right from day one. I was right about the LA Clippers. Come on, let's do it.
Rob Parker.
That was really good.
I hope your stand-up is that good. This phantom stand-up that you're going
to
do.
You're
I've been
to
hearing
be
about it for 2 years.
I ain't trying to get fired.
Got, he hadn't got within 3 miles of a comedy shop. All right? That was good, though. And I'm with you. The Clippers, I'm not. That's a great pick. I almost picked them. I mean, I was very close. They look great. And if they win it, I'm not going to be surprised. I agree with you that their front office is better.
If they need to make an adjustment,
right?
Am I right?
I agree with you on that. However, Rob, let's be honest. And you can give LeBron the credit. You even might want to throw a little Magic's way. You can whoever else you want to give the credit to so you don't give Rob Pelinka any. The bottom line is this. The Lakers did a heck of a job considering they didn't get Kawhi. First of all, they pulled off the trade. I don't care if you credit Rich Paul, whoever. The bottom line is this: under this Lakers front office's watch, they got Anthony Davis.
I don't believe they got him because they wanted to.
And kept Kyle Kuzma. And then when Kawhi stiffs him and goes to the Clippers, they get Danny Green, a champion 3-and-D guy. They get Avery Bradley, a champion 3-and-D guy. They get Dwight Howard, who as a role player, you can do a lot worse. They get JaVale McGee, a champion, athletic, long. They get Quinn Cook, a 40% sniper from beyond the arc. They bring in Rajon Rondo again. I know the Clippers are nice. I will not disparage the Clippers. But don't tell me the Lakers don't have something. And that front office scrambling, 95% of the players taken up by another team, they put together a team of veteran winners. They did a good job. And so if push comes to shove, if there's a need for a midseason move, they need more shooting, more defense, whatever it may be, I think they can go get it done because those guys I mentioned, didn't mention KCP either, they're assets too. So I think the Lakers are capable of making the type of move they need to as well.
That, and like I said, best duo in the league, LeBron James and Anthony Davis, and you're going to see it.
I don't want to hear any excuses about
LeBron. I mean, look, LeBron, injury, no, if somebody gets hurt,
I'm talking about LeBron.
Like
I'm talking about, I don't want to, if LeBron doesn't play defense the way he did, I don't want to hear anything about it. I don't.
I hear you.
You're 17.
If they're on the court.
And they don't produce or don't defend. I don't want to hear any excuses about it. It's his year 17.
I will call it like it is.
Okay.
And if he just lost it, that's one question mark about the Lakers that you don't have with the Clippers. Look, Paul George, shoulder surgery. You know, that's a question. Kawhi, a little bit fragile at times. That's a question. But they don't have to deal with the father time question. And
right. The
Lakers do. And if LeBron just clearly isn't as good anymore, I'll point that out. But I'll take the humble pie and say I misread him. I thought he'd be ready. All right, your turn to weigh in. Who is the best duo in the NBA? Rob says it's Kawhi and Paul George. I say it's LeBron and AD. Maybe you think it's some other guy, Westbrook and Harden, Luka Doncic and Kristaps Porzingis. I don't know. We had somebody yesterday say something crazy. I can't even remember what it was. Remember the caller said something.
Nuts. Was it the Utah?
Your turn to weigh in, 877-99 on Fox. Who is the best duo in the NBA, and is that duo playing tonight? All right, your turn to weigh in, Fox Sports Radio, The Odd Couple.
Hiring the right person takes time. Time that you often don't have. But you shouldn't let a time crunch get in the way of finding the right candidates for your business. That's why LinkedIn is the best place to post your job. LinkedIn Jobs screens candidates with the hard and soft skills you're looking for so you can hire the right person fast. Things like collaboration, creativity, adaptability. LinkedIn looks beyond the work skills and connects you with candidates who match your business perfectly. That's how LinkedIn can make sure your job post gets in front of people you want to hire. People with the skills, qualifications, and other insights that help LinkedIn paint a better picture of potential candidates. It's no wonder great candidates are hired every 8 seconds on LinkedIn. Find the right person meant for your business today with LinkedIn Jobs. You can pay what you want, and the first $50 is on them. Just visit LinkedIn.com/oddcouple. That's LinkedIn.com/oddcouple to get $50 off your first job post. Terms and conditions do apply.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well. Listen, I've got a couple of things in a bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. In just a few taps in the Angie app or clicks on the site, you can have Angie tackle your home service projects start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. Renters, you can use Angie too for moving, installations, or cleaning. Angie can even help with extremely specific projects. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will find the right solution for you. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Or download the app today.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Let's stick with the New England Patriots, though. And Adam Schefter made an interesting comment yesterday before the game. He talked about Tom Brady potentially finishing his career elsewhere. Here he is.
When we talk about Tom and his future, let's look at some simple things. Has he put his home for sale?
Yeah, but
hold on, Steve. Has he put his home for sale? Yes. Has his trainer put his home for sale? Yes. Has he set up his contract to void after the season to become a free agent? Yes. So if he's selling his home and his trainer's selling his home and he's voiding his contract, what does that tell you?
What does it tell you, Rob?
He put it out there. Well, it could be. Maybe Tom will walk after this and maybe try to prove a point that it was about him and not about Belichick by going somewhere else. We saw Joe Montana go to the Kansas City Chiefs. They didn't win anything, Chris, but they got to the AFC.
The playoffs,
went to the AFC Championship game.
Yep, he was a Pro Bowler.
Right? And he was a Pro. He still had something in the tank.
Yep. Peyton Manning, of course.
We saw that. Peyton Manning won
a
championship.
Team, obviously, choosing
right,
cause
he was, cause he was, but and he was bad.
Right.
At the end. But,
right. But he was
still
great his first year in
Denver. Oh, it was unbelievable.
Phenomenal. Broke records. Anyway, you brought that up, Belichick or Brady.
I just think
I think Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback ever, and I think Bill Belichick is the greatest NFL coach ever.
So the cheating doesn't bother you at all? That doesn't affect
not
you?
Not to the point where I don't think he's the greatest.
Okay. I'm just asking.
I'm not going to defend it.
If you found out more, it. Like say he retires or somebody writes a book, and you know the scope of it.
Would that just rampant?
Yeah, and would that change? Yeah. Would that change your mind? I'm just asking because that book is going to be written. I just want you to know that it hasn't been written yet.
Yeah, I mean, if real talk,
I'm asking.
Real talk.
You. Yeah.
Are you hearing? Have you heard
no,
stuff?
Just,
or are you just? It's just your own.
I'm just. That's my
part
gut feeling.
Serious,
is that
part
yeah.
joking? But okay.
But that wouldn't shock me if somebody came out with a book only because of the Eric Mangini stuff. who was there in.
It would have to change your opinion of it. If it's just, you know, okay, all over the
okay
place.
That's what I'm saying. If it was rampant,
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah, if
okay
it was rampant, no doubt. But from what I've seen, I think those two are the greatest to ever do it. But, Rob, if I was forced to pick one as to who is the most important to the dynasty, I'm just about always going to go with the player. When you have a star player, it's one thing if they're a team full of role players. But when you have a legitimate star player and a star coach, I'm going with the player. The player is the one on the field. The player is the one making the plays. The player is the one carrying out the plans, doing the execution, taking the hits. It's the player. So I have to give Tom Brady the lion's share of the credit. And if you want numbers, if you want to be an analytics type person about it, here's some basic numbers for you. Tom Brady has had 17 healthy seasons. He's made the playoffs in 16 of them. Bill Belichick has coached 7 seasons without Tom Brady. He has had 2 winning seasons. Of those 7 without Tom Brady, only 2 of them did Belichick's team have a winning record. And only once in those 7 seasons did they make the playoffs. Let me drive it home a little further. Belichick's first year in New England, 5-11 with Drew Bledsoe as a quarterback. And Bledsoe was a good quarterback, multiple-time Pro Bowler. They start off Belichick's second season 0-2. So he's 5-13 in New England. He had just gotten fired from Cleveland years before. It was looking like this guy is not a good head coach. Bledsoe gets hurt. Brady takes over, and the rest is history. They immediately turn around. They go 11-3 and win the Super Bowl. Same team that Bledsoe had led to a 5-13 record and Belichick had led to a 5-13 record over the previous year. Did Bill Belichick all of a sudden? And I get it if you want to say 5 years ago in 2008, he's a much different and better coach than he was in 1996 in Cleveland. I get that. But to say he went from, in one season, he went from a 5-11 coach to a Super Bowl coach to a coach who won 3 out of 4 Super Bowls, 3 years, 4 years, 3 Super Bowls, it's got to be Tom Brady. And I know he's not as pretty with the pass as Aaron Rodgers. I know he's not Pat Mahomes and all that. But the dude is a winner. He's a great passer. He's smart. He's a leader. He can make all the throws. He's accurate. He's tough. Players love him. He's the GOAT. And he is the driving force behind this dynasty we just witnessed.
Only problem
and
I have
still
with,
witnessing.
The only problem I have with you is that you're poo-pooing. What is Bill Belichick famous for? Offense or defense?
Defense.
He's
and
a defensive coach.
I'll give you credit.
And the reason that Tom
job.
Brady was able to win 3 Super Bowls by throwing 1 touchdown.
Why couldn't Drew Bledsoe?
I'm just telling you.
Vinny
and here's the other part.
Bernie Kosar.
Did he not win 2 Super Bowls as a defensive coordinator with the New York Football Giants? I'm asking you, Chris.
How
yes
many
or,
defensive coordinators Chris, do we praise for Super Bowls? Huh?
Buddy.
Only when you're losing an argument.
Buddy Ryan. No, with the 85 Bears. Was it Mike Ditka or Buddy Ryan that won that?
Ditka.
It was not Ditka. Stop it.
No, Buddy was great. But Buddy, I mean, I'm not.
Chris,
you know,
at the end of that
building
game,
building a shrine.
At the end of that game, they carried off 2 people after the Bears
Don't
won the Super Bowl.
Tom
you know
Brady
they carried off
Jim McMahon.
You know who they carried 2 people off? Who they carry off? Do you remember
Buddy
that?
Buddy Ryan. And I don't even know who
and
was
Mike Ditka.
Okay, then Ditka got his credit.
But Buddy Ryan, the defensive coordinator, was carried off. It was that defense. But here's my point. Bill Belichick is Brady is in a system, and we've seen Brady win where he hasn't done anything. Shannon Sharp talks about
stop
this.
Stop it, because you don't give him credit when he does something and they lose.
No, but
where was that great defense when he threw for over 500 yards against Philadelphia? A backup quarterback. You always rip Brady for losing to Nick Foles. No! Belichick was supposed to stop Nick Foles.
But wait a minute.
He didn't get it done. Brady threw for 500 yards.
With 2.5 minutes, though, Brady fumbled the football, gave up the football. Don't you remember that? He didn't protect the football. That's how the Eagles won that game. Brady coughed it up.
Brady yes or got not? Him there.
Did he cough it up?
Brady got – nobody plays a perfect game.
All right, he coughed it up when the game was on the line.
Game?
That's all I'm
you
saying.
You really going to say Belichick's more – a part of the dynasty?
In this one, I'm telling you, Tom Brady plays a part, but Tom Brady was able to benefit from Bill Belichick's top 10 defenses. It's defense, I'm telling you. That's what wins. And Tom Brady just has to – he does his part. I'm not saying, Chris, he doesn't have anything to do with it. But their defense, you got to give it credit. There were games, even when they came back against Seattle, right, and won that game – Seattle didn't score in the second half.
But Brady.
That's the only reason that they were able. When they beat Atlanta. When they beat Atlanta.
Lunch.
They were able to stop Atlanta in the second half.
What happened for the first three quarters?
But I'm talking about where they were able to do at the end.
A game is 60 minutes. And Brady still got to lead those championship drives, whether it ends in a field goal or a touchdown.
But you still have to get stopped. You have to.
That's why I said, look. I'm not going to take anything away from Belichick. I said I think he's the greatest coach of all time. So I'm with you there. I'm just saying if forced to split hairs and pick one over the other, Belichick, who looks, untouchable with Brady, doesn't even have a winning record without him. And it's not a small sample size. It's seven seasons worth. So that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, under normal circumstances, I'm with you. I'll always pick the player. But in this case, I do believe Belichick and what he's been able to do over all these years and different players and different defenses and not paying the star players and they continue to do what they've done defensively, I'm going to give it to Belichick.
All right, let's see what you guys think. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Who's the bigger contributor to the dynasty? Who's more responsible for the dominance, Tom Brady or Bill Belichick? Your turn to weigh in next with Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well. Listen, I've got a couple of things in a bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. In just a few taps in the Angie app or clicks on the site, you can have Angie tackle your home service projects start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. Renters, you can use Angie too for moving, installations, or cleaning. Angie can even help with extremely specific projects. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will find the right solution for you. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Or download the app today.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that.
but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
All right, speaking of the NBA, the GOAT, the greatest of all time, Michael Jordan. Interesting interview on the Today Show.
Yeah, it was with Craig Melvin, and it was about the two hospitals that he opened, which is great
medical
work.
Medical centers.
And
he's done a lot. He got a lot of criticism during his career because he didn't really do
much in the community.
Talk about, you know, different issues like LeBron James does, but lately, he stepped up. He's made donations, huge donations. He's talked about police brutality. And as you said, he's put his own money to build these two medical centers down there in Charlotte.
And so, much needed areas where people don't get to see the doctor. It's a great thing.
No doubt. But what's getting all the pub is what he said about Steph Curry. And here it is.
Someone asked you if you could pick four guys for your pickup team. Four guys that you play anybody else with. Hakeem Olajuwon, Magic Johnson, Scottie Pippen, and James Worthy. That was 6 years ago. Lots happened in the league in 6 years. Would you keep the same four?
In a heartbeat. When I'm going in the trenches, I played against and with all these guys. I'm going with who I know. Every single night, that responsibility to go out there and represent greatness every single night.
So Steph Curry shouldn't be offended when he watches this.
I hope not. He's still a great player. Not a Hall of Famer yet, though.
Craig Melvin, like, laughing in George's face. It was like a Kawhi laugh, just much louder.
Yes, that was. We could use that. That could be one for jokes.
How dare you compare that to Kawhi?
No, Kawhi's better. But you should clip that off as well, just to throw in the... No, that's the greatest laugh of all time. But Craig Melvin's right there. That's not bad either.
All right. I don't know if Michael Jordan was speaking literally and saying Steph Curry is not a Hall of Famer yet. He's not. LeBron James is not. Kevin Durant is not. Now, we know they will be, all three of them. But they're not. There's only two explanations for what Michael Jordan said. That's one, that I'm speaking literally. The other is that he was joking and just pulling Steph's chain a little bit.
No,
there's
no way
he doesn't think that Steph Curry, who has changed the game of basketball, that Steph Curry, who is a two-time MVP, that Steph Curry, who has three NBA championships, is not a Hall of Famer. Those are the only two explanations. I'm sorry. The other one doesn't make sense.
I watched the interview. I don't think that he was joking. I don't think that that's what it was, like a chuckle. I mean, Craig Melvin thought it was a joke.
He was joking.
He's not.
Wow. I mean, Craig Melvin, like, pipe down.
He was excited to be in MJ's presence.
I mean, wow. That's like they asked a question about working at NBC or something. I mean, that was a lot. But I think Michael was serious, Chris. That's the way it came off to me when I watched it. And
how can you explain? I mean, like,
I understand. I'll be the first one to
understand.
Tell you.
I
understand.
All right, I got to hear this.
Why you say what you're saying? Oh. Because of his resume.
I thought you understood. And knowing
that it's so easy to make the basketball
Stop
Hall
it.
Of Fame. It
Stop
is.
Stop it.
It is. I mean, Kay Yao was in the Basketball Hall of Fame. You know who that is?
No, but
okay.
He or she
Never
was
heard
great.
Of.
Okay, I'm just saying.
I heard of her. It's a she, right? Heard of her.
Okay.
I mean, she got in.
Okay.
But she was great.
Okay,
whatever
I'm just
she
saying,
did.
Right. I'm
Hold
just,
on.
Okay.
I'm but see, right.
Hey, what team, Chris?
You're trying to poo-poo.
I'm not.
Yes, you are. The Basketball Hall of Fame.
No, and I'm making a point.
No,
hear me out.
Let me make a point,
I got
too,
a great
to
point.
Shoot. How about Harold Baines?
No, wait a minute. Let me
is
ask
he
you
a
this.
Is he a legitimate Baseball Hall
let
of
me,
Famer?
No, he's not. Let
well,
me ask you
but
this.
He's in it.
But this is what
so,
I'm trying.
So,
hear me out. Hear me out. This is the point I'm trying to make about the Basketball Hall of Fame, Chris. Is that nobody knows the criteria, not even Michael Jordan. That's why he said what he said. Nobody knows what the criteria is.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yes, it does. That's why Michael said it.
So you mean he thinks there's a criteria
and he doesn't
that's so good that Steph Curry might not make it?
That Steph hasn't lived up to it yet.
Oh, really?
That's the problem.
What's the criteria? One of the best seven players ever?
He doesn't know what the criteria is. He's waiting for him to make a clutch shot in a big game. And then Michael would say, because you know what? With 10 seconds or less, and his team needing a basket to tie or go ahead, Steph Curry's 0 for 8. All right, here's the highlight of Steph Curry making that big shot. He hasn't made one. That's why Michael Jordan is like, you know what? He rides the coattails of KD. And then when you look at the other thing.
What about when they won their first title?
He also
beat KD.
He also choked down a 3-1 lead. The first time that any team had choked down a 3-1 lead.
Kevin Durant did that too.
No, not in the NBA
and
Finals.
Russell Westbrook,
not in the NBA
who
Finals.
Where's Jordan's sneaker?
Not in the NBA Finals. It never happened before that happened. You know him, right? Michael doesn't know what the criteria
What's
is.
What's the criteria for the Baseball Hall of Fame?
Well, there's
Mr.
a lot
Voter,
of them.
What is it?
For me?
Did Harold Baines make it?
He made it through the Veterans Committee. He didn't make it through
is
the
Is he a Hall of Famer or not?
No, he's not.
He's a Hall of Famer?
No.
What are you talking about? Who else just made it through the Veterans Committee?
There's a lot of guys
Who
that
else
are questionable.
There was a couple that just got in, right?
Yeah. Alan Trammell, Lou Whitaker.
Yeah, yeah. They great Hall of Famers, right?
No, they weren't.
How many games they win in Detroit?
Stop.
I remember them.
They went to the World. They won the World Series. What are you talking about? 84.
So those guys don't.
All right,
don't,
let's not switch
don't
the issue.
The Basketball Hall of Fame when you've got questionable characters in the Baseball Hall of Fame too. That's all I'm saying,
Chris. Wouldn't it be
That's
better?
What you turned it Help, into.
This is what I want. I want Adam Silver. You want to leave a mark and leave a legacy. Start the NBA Hall of Fame where we know what some of the criteria is, Chris. The NBA deserves its own Hall of Fame that salutes its own players. Build one, Chris. Are you against that?
I'm not against
an NBA Hall of Fame.
I don't know if it's necessary.
I really believe it.
I mean, it'd be great. It would be cool.
Am I right? Just,
but I mean,
just you had to play
in
the NBA.
I get it. But I'm not – look, everybody talks about the NBA Hall of Fame is so weak. Who's in there?
You mean the Basketball Hall of Fame?
What players in there that shouldn't be? And don't give me Tracy McGrady.
We don't have –
Tracy McGrady was a top five player – for a good 5 years straight.
We don't have we don't have all day.
I can give you Harold Baines, Lou Whitaker, Alan Trammell, and many more.
I just gave you those names.
I'm just but you know they don't deserve you don't think they deserve to be in there.
I don't.
So
not the way they got in, but hey, all I'm saying is Michael Jordan wasn't joking when he said that. He really doesn't know what the criteria is because nobody knows what it is. And that's why he put it out there. He was like,
stop
Steph's
it.
Had a nice career. It was cute.
Nice career.
You know, a cute
and
career.
And he's played enough. He's played 10 seasons.
You know, and played long enough. He choked down a 3-1 lead. And he was riding the coattails of Kevin Durant for two of those titles. And he doesn't make any big shots. So what's – right? And he can't do anything without
stop
Clay.
It. Stop it.
No Clay, no way. He could have done it last year. Do you remember when Klay went down? Had they won that and forced the game seven, people would be like, Steph is unbelievable. But Steph couldn't do it. That's it. Right? It was one-on-one, him against Kawhi, and Kawhi was victorious.
Is this Rob Parker with me or Rob G and Alex?
What?
You haven't had an original thought since the 6 minute mark.
Chris,
stop,
Chris.
It.
We need you back in New York.
They're whispering in his ear.
We need
like,
you back in New York.
They're 100% right.
Y'all think I don't hear it either? I got on the earphones too. I mean, my goodness. Hey, what'd you think of Jordan's five? How about that?
No, I had no problem with it. I like
this. Here's
five.
The thing. He played with most. He played against Magic and played with him in the Dream
you,
Team.
You know what? You know
Elijah
what one guy
Wine
I thought
he competed against? And then Pippen and Worthy. Worthy played with the North Carolina.
The one guy I thought was missing, seriously, and tell me you think I'm crazy. He never won anything. But the guy I thought he would have put on his team, Charles Oakley. Him and Oakley
they were
tight, like this.
Right.
And Oak was one of those, Chris, he never won, but he
but they were
put it
teams.
All out
He's
there,
on those
right?
Knicks teams.
He was. He got to the finals with Ewing in them, Oakley.
Yeah. I mean, Oakley obviously
saying,
isn't one of the best
not,
four
no, no,
players.
No, 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 not ever,
but,
right.
But I hear you.
I just thought that they had that kind of a bond.
And they do.
And they
yep.
respect each other's game. That's
yep.
all.
Yeah. But it was a good five. I can't argue it. What would your five be? If you were going to play pickup, who would the four guys you'd want to play on your team?
You mean what, NBA players?
Yeah. I'm gonna give you my Magic.
Yeah, give me yours, okay? I would agree with that. I'm gonna agree with your the ones
Magic's
that I agree with
running
you.
Point. I'm at the two.
Oh, you're at the two
because I'm playing. I mean, we gonna be one of those guys, right?
I'm on the bench.
I'm gonna put Jordan at the three, LeBron at the four. I do like Olajuwon, but I'm gonna go with Kareem at the five.
Wow. I love the Kareem
You're
pick.
You're playing, too.
So. Okay, so I have to go to the three because MJ would be my two guard.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. But you're playing
Magic.
Against me, so MJ, you at the three against MJ.
Right.
He's destroying you. We're going to him every time.
That's okay. Mouse in the house. Mouse in the house. Right? Kareem, Magic, of course, I agree with those.
I'd love to get Bird in there, but there's no room.
I pick Bird instead
over LeBron.
Over LeBron.
just to be contrary.
No. Bird is no slouch.
No, he's not. He's not.
And he didn't lose as many
I'm
finals as LeBron.
I'm surprised you didn't put Durant in there.
Nah, Bird.
Durant?
You see, I'm going, but I'm picking old school, too.
Right, right. Because
those are the
your
guys
era,
that I right
era,
that I
right.
that I really watched and whatnot
right.
like that.
All right, 877-99 on Fox. What's your reaction to MJ leaving Steph Curry out of the Hall of Fame, at least for the time being? Was he serious? Is there any case to be made that Steph Curry is not a Hall of Famer? 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. It's the I Couple, Chris and Rob. Fox.
Every car comes with its share of stories. That ding in your bumper when you nervously picked up a first date. The luxury package you got after a big promotion, or the mileage you saved by riding your bike all summer long. While you can't put a price tag on your stories, now with TrueCar, you can at least find out what your car is worth when it's time to sell or trade it in. Just go to TrueCar. Simply enter your license plate number and watch how your car's details pop up. Then answer a few questions. Navigation and moonroof? Watch as they bump up your value. High mileage? You already knew it was going to cost you, but now you know how much it dings in your wallet so you can plan ahead. Once you're finished, you'll get a true cash offer sent in minutes, which you can take to a local certified dealer to cash out or trade in. So when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out TrueCar today. True cash offer not available in all areas.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
The wait is over. The Chi returns May 10th on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're committed to living a healthier life, you might want to look into working herbs into your wellness routine. There's a reason people have trusted them for thousands of years. Nature's Way understands that nature is the ultimate problem solver, and they're constantly inspired by the power of nature. For example, their ginger root and slippery elm bark have been traditionally used for digestive support. And St. John's wort, holy basil, and ashwagandha can provide mood and stress support. And because Nature's Way sources from around the world and does a ton of comprehensive potency and quality testing in their state-of-the-art lab, you can be sure you're getting top-quality herbs. To learn more, visit naturesway.com.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.